Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Hamilton Film Expo, first of its kind, having a great day. I'm here with Sarah and Danielle.
Hi, how are you going?
And we have run into one of our good friends from the podcast. Lumen is back from Luminous Cosplays and Props. How's it going?
Hi, it's great.
Nice. And you're here today pretty much with your props on display, being celebrated for your props. Kick-ass display, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
It looks really good.
I didn't have anything to put all the staffs on, so I just kind of leaned it against the wall. And the Loki one's broken, so I'm scared for that one.
Well, it looks awesome. You have the Thor suit back there, too, and yeah, it looks cool.
Well, the Thor suit was the first work I've ever done with Worbla.
Okay.
And I can't afford Worbla, so plaster's the next best thing, and that's what I do the props out of.
Oh, it all looks great today.
Thank you.
So what are your thoughts of this show so far?
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Kind of slow, low-key, but... First time, right?
Yeah, different kind of show.
Yeah.
Everyone's been nice.
Yeah, so far everyone's been, people are looking at my stuff and all the other cosplayers, and everyone seems really interested in what we've been doing.
That's cool. Very nice. So since we're here talking movies at this thing, what kind of an impact did movies have on you growing up and even now?
Well, my favorite genre is fantasy, so I've always drifted toward, like, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, and now I'm writing fantasy.
Right.
So it's kind of been steering my direction into a make-believe land.
That's cool.
That's my favorite thing about fantasy, is that you can just make whatever you want up, and it still works.
That's great. I don't know if you'll remember this, but do you remember the first movie you ever saw?
Something to do with The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
I was
Disney's
big in...
classic,
Disney and Aladdin, Pocahontas, Ariel, and... Beauty and the Beast were always my favorites when I was a kid.
That was cool. Cool. Do you have a favorite movie of this year so far?
This year?
Yeah. Was it Sharknado 3?
Yeah. I love Guardians of the Galaxy, but I can't remember if that was this year or last year.
Oh, that was last year.
Last year. I don't really go to the theater very much, but I thoroughly enjoyed The Martian.
Okay.
I really enjoyed The Martian, even though it's kind of boring and slow, but...
Do you have a favorite movie character?
Favorite movie character?
Yeah.
Several.
Okay.
I've always loved Gollum.
Right.
And Smaug. And Rocket Raccoon.
Nice.
And there's a half a dozen more that I can't think of right now.
Still cool. Still very cool. Now, I didn't know this about you until the Geekery Con. I guess you're an author.
I am.
And I know you can't talk too much about it, but what can you tell us about your upcoming project?
Well, it's going to be a fantasy novel, obviously. I still got a lot of work to do on it. But I don't know when it's going to be released, hopefully in the new year. Everything... I have a Facebook page for my writing, which I'll tell you at the end of the interview.
Okay.
I've announced everything on it there, when it's going to be released, when it's in final production and everything, but it's going to be, excuse me, an ebook as well as paperback.
Okay.
And the ebook will be published immediately, and then paperback is going to take about 30 days and distribute it across North America.
Oh, nice. I know we're going to promote the hell out of it when it comes out.
Oh, thank you very much.
No problem. I can't wait. Got any holiday plans?
No.
No.
I'm not a fan of Christmas at all.
Me too.
At all.
Halloween's better. Yes.
I'm not even a big, giant fan of Halloween, really. Just the drinking part of it.
Oh, okay. The costume part of it.
Yeah, I guess I can say that about myself this year. Cool. Are you going to be doing any more shows, or...?
Probably not this year.
Not this year, no?
I'm super, super poor.
Okay.
So I can't afford to do anything.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah. And the only transportation I have is with Candace's family.
Right.
But I don't see her all the time. And I've got other things on the go, like my writing.
Right.
So
that's
probably
cool.
Not this year.
Okay. Well, hopefully maybe we'll do something next year.
Hopefully.
Get you on some of the geekery events again.
Yeah. Like, if I get the invite with Candace, and then I'll say, okay, I'm taking along with you. But other than that, no plans.
Okay, cool. So tell the folks out there, where can they go to see your Facebook page for your writing?
Well, for my cosplay and my props, you can go to Luminous Designs and Cosplay. I also have some things up on DeviantArt under Wasp117.
Okay.
And for my writing, you want to go to Facebook under M.R. Williams.
Okay.
And my husband's still making a website for me.
Cool. Well, I know we put the link up on our page to share it. And thank you for sharing ours as well, which is much appreciated.
Not a problem at all.
And I'm in the process of doing it. We got the Geek Hall of Fame in my living room, so thank you for that Joker picture at the last thing.
Not a problem at all. Thank you for helping me debut her.
Oh, no problem. It was amazing. It was great. You guys were, I think you guys stole the show at the Geekery Con.
I enjoyed doing the Joker, except when I wiped off all the makeup the next day, it looked like I got the crap beat out of me. My eyes just completely swelled up down the side of my face.
Oh, man.
So I got to find a new makeup before I can do her again.
Oh,
and she's really hard to pee in.
No.
Okay.
That's most cosplays are.
You heard it here. Okay, well, it was awesome seeing you again. And I told Candy this earlier as well. Like, the fact that you guys posted about this show definitely had a big hand in me getting a table here.
Yeah,
so thank you for that.
Wouldn't be the same without you. I mean, we always see you.
I appreciate that. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely. Right, thank you for having me again.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.